This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Hope Shepelman, the Trump-endorsed Republican challenger in Colorado's 3rd congressional district, is making Representative Jeff Hurd's sponsorship of a bipartisan public lands bill a centerpiece of her primary campaign, calling it a lockup of 730,000 acres of Western Slope land. Shepelman, a Navy veteran and former vice chair of the Colorado Republican Party, told The Kim Monson Show that Hurd's decision to co-sponsor the Gunnison Outdoor Resources Protection Act with Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper was the straw that broke the camel's back in her decision to run. When our sitting Congressman Jeff Hurd, who is a freshman incumbent, signed onto a bill with Bennett and Hickenlooper, who are most progressive senators, to lock up 730,000 acres of our public land surrounding six counties here in Colorado's 3rd, that was very concerning, Shepelman said on The Kim Monson Show. The GORP Act, what the bill does. H.R. 3421, introduced May 15, 2025, would designate six types of land protections across Gunnison, Delta, Hinsdale, Sioux, Pitkin, and Ouray counties. The designations include wilderness areas, wildlife conservation areas, recreation management areas, protection areas, special management areas, and a scientific research and education area. Hurd is the primary House sponsor. The bill was developed through the Gunnison Public Lands Initiative, a coalition of nine organizations that spent 18 months studying and proposing the legislation after a decade of grassroots engagement with local governments, public lands users, and tribal representatives. All six counties formally support the bill, according to Bennett's office. Governor Jared Polis publicly praised the legislation, specifically thanking both Bennett and Hurd for their leadership. Shepelman's criticisms and the bill's provisions. Shepelman raised several concerns about the bill's impact on Western Slope industries. She told The Kim Monson Show the bill is going to restrict those ranchers to send up their cattle up to the high country and would hurt our timber harvesting. The bill's text, however, includes language specifically ensuring that ranchers can continue grazing operations within all proposed designation areas. Colorado Parks and Wildlife would retain primary management authority over hunting and wildlife, and the bill does not close any roads or trails where summer motorized use is currently permitted. Shepelman also claimed the bill sets aside over 200,000 acres solely for wilderness, where people cannot walk on, take your motorbikes or anything, hunt, bike. The wilderness acreage in the bill totals approximately 122,902 acres. Wilderness designations do prohibit motorized and mechanized access, including mountain biking, but foot travel and hunting remain permitted in designated wilderness areas under federal law. On mining and energy, Shepelman said the bill would prevent mining of precious minerals in Gunnison County, and warned that in Delta County, once oil and gas wells go expired, you will not be able to drill again. The bill does prohibit new mining claims and withdraws North Fork Valley lands in Delta County from future oil and gas leasing, but it protects valid existing claims and leases. Shepelman characterized the organizations supporting the bill as NGOs that spent a decade manipulating and persuading counties to support the legislation. Bennett's office lists more than 20 supporting organizations, including the Gunnison County Stock Growers Association, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and the Upper Gunnison River Water Conservancy District. Trump endorsement reshapes the race. The GORP Act dispute comes against the backdrop of a broader rift between Hurd and President Trump. On February 21, Trump revoked his endorsement of Hurd and backed Shepelman, according to Colorado Politics. The primary trigger was Hurd's vote to lift Trump's tariffs on Canada, joining five Republicans and nearly all House Democrats. "I am hereby withdrawing my endorsement of Reno Congressman Jeff Hurd," Trump wrote on Truth Social, calling Shepelman a highly respected patriot. Hurd responded that his votes are guided by what is best for this district and the long-term strength of our country, adding that leadership requires independent judgment and the willingness to stand on principle. Shepelman framed the endorsement as validation. "He sees a true fighter in this campaign, in me. He knows I will always put America first," she said on The Kim Monson Show. Hurd, who grew up in Grand Junction and won his seat in 2024 by a 5-point margin in a district Trump carried by roughly 10 points, faces Shepelman in the June 30 Republican primary. Democrat Alex Keloff is also running for the seat. Honored to lead the Gunnison Outdoor Resources Protection Act alongside Senator Bennett, this legislation reflects strong local support for the responsible stewardship of our land, Hurd said in a statement when the bill was introduced.
And now, Kim's perspective.
When Governor Polis is publicly thanking a Republican congressman for sponsoring a bill alongside two of Colorado's most progressive senators, that should raise eyebrows. Hope Shevelman is right to ask tough questions about what 730,000 acres of new federal land designations mean for the ranchers, miners, and timber operators who depend on Western Slope public lands for their livelihoods. The people of CD 3 deserve transparency about what these designations actually restrict, not just reassurances from politicians and Washington advocacy groups. This is fundamentally about who controls the land, local communities that have managed these resources for generations, or a federal government that keeps finding new ways to limit access under the banner of conservation. Voters in the June 30 primary will have a clear choice on whether their representative should be partnering with progressive Democrats on public land policy or fighting to keep federal hands off Western Colorado. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.